We're doing the laws of Shabbos. We had discussed that it is permitted to do borer when you're going to do it biyad, with your hand directly, not with a special instrument. Miyad, for a meal that you're going to eat right away. And you take out the ochel, you take out the food from the psolet. Now what does it mean biyad? Kshematirin livror ochel mitoch psolet samuch la'achila, when we permit taking the food from the waste adjacent to the meal, that's specifically when you're doing it with your hand or a spoon, right? That's considered a process, a part of eating. But if you do it with an instrument, like a sifter to sift flour, that would be prohibited, because that's a manner of doing the task, doing the malacha. Kevan shebaim kan lechalek beheto shesamuch lasuda ben al yedei kli o biyad mitam sheyedei kli lo nikra derech achila. So being that our distinction here is that using a vessel is not considered a manner of eating, but rather a manner of doing the task. Im yesh oven shegam al yedei kli yederech achila, if there is a manner where using the vessel is actually part of eating, as matirim gam livror al yedei kli, then it would be permissible to do the borer with that vessel. Mehainu ma shematirin lechol b'mazleg v'sakin uvechaf. So, for example, when we eat, we use a fork and a knife and a spoon. Afilu b'oven shemafridim ochel min apsolet. Even though, as you slice and you eat, you do take away the food that you'd like to eat, and you're using a fork or you're using a knife. But v'atam kevan shederech achila ulechol tzudato bekelim elu lo mechayvim lechol biyadayim. Being that it's normal, the way you eat is you use these vessels, so they don't force you to eat with your hands. There's more to it than what he said. Part of it is also that certain vessels are like an extension of your hand. There's no difference between taking the food with your hand or taking it with a fork or a spoon. That's not a specialized vessel. V'chol ze b'shant achila mamash. So this is specifically when you're eating. Aval kodem achila b'shah shemechinim ha'ochalim. But before you eat, when you're preparing the food, en nishtamesh bekelim elu. So then you would not be allowed to use these vessels to separate food from waste. He'll explain. V'hainu. She'en nishtamesh im sakin likach basar min ha'atzamot. He says you shouldn't use a knife to take away the meat from the bones. Samuch l'souda, ela yaseh kol biyad. He holds you should do it all by hand. That's very interesting. I don't know.
What's the difference there?
Must have a reason, because it's a lot more difficult to do it by hand.
Yeah. You know,
I don't know. I need to look into this. That's like what he's writing here. Cause,
I've never heard of that before.
Right. I don't know. I have to look. He has footnotes here, which I haven't yet been able to find, where he's quoting the sources for what he's saying. I don't know why he's saying that. He says anytime it's not in the meal itself, you shouldn't even use a knife. Fat is a different problem, because you're taking away the psolet from the ochel. He's saying even if you take the ochel away from the psolet, you shouldn't use a knife. So I'm not clear on what he's saying, because according to him, there would be many instances where that would be a problem, which we do on a daily basis. I'm not exactly sure where he's getting it from. He says, there's a different concept, which is there are times when you would not be able to do it with your hands, like taking the cream off of milk. If you wanted the cream, let's say for your coffee, if you had real milk, and then you had cream on top, so there, using the spoon allows you to do something you couldn't do by hand. In those instances, there are poskim who say you couldn't use the spoon because there you are benefiting from the instrument. It's not an extension of your hand. But that's not what he's saying here. Meaning, because you couldn't do it with your hand. You wouldn't be able to separate the cream.
Even though it all came, it was created at the same time from the same source.
Oh, so that's a very good question. You see, you're Sephardi, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah, so there are Sephardi poskim who say what you just said. But we're learning Ashkenazi poskim. So that's a very good point. That's a very good point. Did you know that? I think there's a Ben Ish Chai that says like that. But he's not going that route. You know, that's a very good leniency. He might still be living, the author of this. So, I don't know. I got to look into what he's saying here. This one caught me by surprise. I didn't know he says this. We're going to put it on pause. I got to look into it, and we'll pick up here Bezat Shem tomorrow. Mm-hmm.